This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kriyas Yamsuf. It's one of the focal points of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim ends with Kriyas Yamsuf. We have a special Yom Tov, Shvi Shel Pesach, dedicated in commemorating Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, of course, was a tremendous nest, no question about it. Unbelievable. Shamam Yigazun, Chilachas Yoshi Peloshes. Chazal tell us that all the waters of the world split. Unbelievable miracle. Is there a practical lesson that we're supposed to live with from Kriyas Yamsuf? You know, every day we say Oz Yashe. Every day we say Oz Yashe. So we bring up in the daily davening Kriyas Yamsuf. What is it in Oz Yashir that needs to be said every day? Obviously, if we're trying to bring up the memory of Kriyas Yamsuf by bringing up the Shira of Ayoish Hashem, Ayah Yisrael Sagdailah, we bring it up in the Psuki de Zimra, it must have a point, a lesson, a inyan of daily lesson for the person. Unless you say maybe Psuki de Zimra is to praise Hashem. So we praise Hashem that we made it through Yamsuf. You know, if we hadn't made it through Yamsuf, then we wouldn't be here today. Maybe that's the pshat. You know, when a person talks about his life, he'll always bring up he survived Nam, he survived Holocaust, or whatever his past history, that he went through a traumatic event which he survived. He brings it up. Maybe that's why every day we have to bring up Vayoyish Hashem. Hashem, you saved us. And that's why we're here today, to praise you. Otherwise we wouldn't be here. Maybe. Or maybe there's a direct lesson. There's a direct reason daily to say Oz Yashir and to bring up the memory of Kriyas Yamsuf. What is Kriyas Yamsuf for us? What are we supposed to take from Kriyas Yamsuf? So I'd like to go back into the basis, the basis. What was Kriyas Yamsuf all about? Many Hasidish Svarim understand Kriyas Yamsuf as an act of Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh, that the Yid jumps into the ocean not knowing that he'll survive. Possibly he won't make it. But the Rabbi Yishom said, jump, he jumps. And this is Kiddush Shem Shamayim. This is how Yidden throughout the generations sanctified the Rabbeinu Shloim's name. By jumping. By jumping, even if it meant death, to do the will of Hashem. Many Chassidus Sfarim learn and understand the greatness of Kriyas Yamsuf in this light. It's about Mesiras Nefesh, Kiddush Shem Shamayim. Reb Chaim Volozhiner, on the Litvish side, the Kedushas Levi by the Hasidim, the Ben Ish Chai by the Sfardim, all learn that it's about Emun and Bitachon. The greatness of Kriyas Yamsuf was the strong Emun and Bitachon that the Klal Yisrael showed by traveling into the Yamsuf, not knowing what's going to be. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't give them a understanding of that there'll be a Yeshua. Doesn't tell them, it just says, Atem Tachrishun, go, Dabu B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael, Hashem Yilachim Lachem, don't worry. What, how? Doesn't say, to the Klal Yisrael wasn't said anything. So Emunah Bitachin is what brought about Kriyas Yamsuf. And this is the greatness of Kriyas Yamsuf. The ultimate emunah bitachon that Klal Yisrael shows. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Afkuf Yud Ches, Karshim is a Nesef Shaladam Kekriyas Yamsuf. A person's livelihood, his sustenance, his mezainis, his parnasa, is difficult, as was Kriyas Yamsuf. Difficult for who? For HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zohar asks us for a question, and he says, how could it be difficult? Is there such a thing as difficult to the Rebbeinu Shalom? Can't be. What does it mean, difficult? Kriyas Yamsuf was difficult. Parnasa, Deibishtas Mezonim, Afaris, the whole world in one word. B'mamoroi. Why is it called kasha? Why is it termed as something which is difficult? The Chayzim of Lublin gives a beautiful teretz. Not to the Zohar's question, but in general, to understand the connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and Parnasa. I mean, if you're putting an example between Parnasa and Kriyas Yamsuf, they must have some connection. It's not just an example of something which is difficult. You're not saying, oh, it's difficult like, you know, you want to bring, there's many difficult things in the world. But obviously, it's not just because it's difficult. There's a connection between the two. Say the Mefarshim. Explains the Chayza, what is the connection? The connection is that just like Kriyas Yamsu needed extreme bitachin, Mezayne Shaladam, the parnas of the person also needs a lot of bitach. The catalyst to bring out parnasa is bitach, just like by Kriyas Yamsuf. I'd like to use this shot from the Chayzim of Lublin to now answer the Zohar's question. Now, why is it called kasha? Why is it deemed that something is kasha? To the Eibishter there's nothing difficult. And the answer is, for the Eibishter there's nothing difficult. But it's not up to the Eibishter. It's up to the Amun and Bitachon of the person. So for the Rebbeinu Shem, it's difficult. You know why? Because he's waiting to give. But he's being held back because it's all dependent on the Bitachon of the person. And even the Bitachon of the person sways and it goes up and down. It moves around daily from minute to minute. And I'm depending on the Bitachon of the person the Rebbeinu Shem is going to give. That's kasha, very difficult for Rabbi Shalom. Rabbi Shalom is waiting to open the doors of ches, of atava and chesed and giving, but he has to open and close it, and open and close it, to give and to hold himself back, depending on the amunah and bitachon of the person. And that was the same by Kriyas Yamsuf. There are many midrashim that say that as Klal Yisrael was going, the water split. It wasn't that they came to the Nachshon and Aminadav and then they all split open. No, as they were going in front of them, it was splitting. And the pshat probably is like what we're saying, because every moment the test of bitachon could change from moment to moment. And as they were going, they had to portray constant bitachon. And this is kosher. This is difficult on two levels: on the person, and on the Rebbeinu Shem, who's looking to give, who has to start and stop and start and stop and give, and yes, 1 minute more, 1 minute less. The Rebbeinu Shem wants to give constantly a lot. Kasha. That's why it's difficult. So Kriyas Yamsuf is difficult. You know, the Gemara, the Pasuk says that when Klal Yisrael saw they were in trouble with Parai, they began to daven. They began to daven. So by Yitzhaku, they started to scream out. Rashi says, Tafsu emunas aviseyem. They did what their fathers did. They daven. The Eibishter says, Matitzak Eli. Why are you screaming to me? Tell the Jewish people, Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'Yisrael, and they should travel. The Mefarshim will ask, what's wrong if you daven? I mean, what's wrong if you daven? Of course you should daven. Or how could you tell a person to stop davening? The opposite, daven more. What do you mean, don't daven? Reb Chaim Volozhin explains that the emphasis of the pasuk has to be on the word matitzak, a lie, not matitzak. Matitzak Eli. What are you coming to me? It's not up to me, it's up to you. Because it depends on your bitachon. Matitzak Eli. This is not dependent on me. I know I'm the Rabbi Nishleilam, it's true. But these things need your hishtadlus. And Hasidus Shesvarim, it's discussed in the wording of Yisra Usa de Laila, Yisra Usa de La Sata. The Makis was Yisra Usa de Laila, that the Rabbi Nishleilam came and did. Kriyas Yamsav needed Yisra Usa de La Sata, that Klal Yisrael had to bring it about through their bitach and through their amunah. So Matitzak Eli, don't come not crying to me. This is not me now anymore. It's not up to me. Not in my hands. Matitzak Eli, don't come. It's not Matitzak. It's not the, you know, Pashup Shah, what are you dominating for? No, it's not the time. It's not the dominating. It's the Eli. Don't come to me. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's Rusul L'Saka to have Bitachon. And this is Kosh, I believe. That's the Pshat. It's difficult for the Rabbi Nishlam because he's the boss and he's saying, I can't do anything. My hands are tied. It's not up to me. The Rabbi Nishlam wants, but it's not up to me. It's up to you. So it's Kosh. It's difficult for the Avishnah. And say for Tali Iris on Siddur, he brings an interesting thing on Oz Yashir. He brings down that there's a Sefer called Birchas Avram, written by someone in the time of the Beis Yosef. As a matter of fact, he has a Haskama from the Beis Yosef. The Sefer has a Haskama. Beis Yosef gave a Haskama to the Sefer. And in it he writes that he had a dream, that the Mechaber, the Birchas Avram, had a dream that he was learning in a beautiful Beis Medrash, and an older man came to him and asked him the following question. How come, by all other situations where Klal Yisrael was in trouble, there was a Navi that came and would tell them that if they do the mitzvahs, and if they keep the whatever they're supposed to keep, tshuva, tefillah, whatever it may be, the result will be so and so. Even in Mitzrayim, we were told the end result. The Rabbi Yisrael will take us out, and Tavdan is Alikim. We were told all this. How come over here we were not told? Not told. That the Rabbi Yisrael will split the Yamsuf and you'll come out and everything will be fine. Why were we not told in a Nevius, in a prophecy, like all other times? So he writes over there that he answered the question to the older man. And he said because there'll be people at the time that won't believe. The people were so weak when they left Mitzrayim, until after Kriyas Yamsuf, because don't forget the pasuk says Vayaminu Hashem v'Moshe Avda after Kriyas Yamsuf. Soon we're going to learn that some learned that this was actually before Kriyas Yamsuf, but Pasha was after. So therefore, we weren't told in Nevuah that the water, because you know you'll say the water split. You know what the people are going to say? Come on, you're right. Frogs, yeah. Barad, yeah. All right. All right, yeah. Okay. Kriyas Yamsuf, nah, come on, that's, you know what it is, that the whole world ocean should split? Oh, come on, we can't hear. So the only time they would believe it is only after the fact. So he says this, he answered this to the older person. And he writes that the older person liked very much the answer, and then he writes that later on he figured out it was Eliyahu Navi. I don't like to argue with people who had dreams about Eliyahu Navi. Know what I like to argue with Eliyahu Navi? For sure not. But I would have said a different answer, if I may. And that is the reason why we were not told the end result, that there'll be a Kriyas Yamsuf, because we had to jump into the ocean not knowing. Because since Kriyas Yamsuf was about Emunah and Bitachon, all we had to know is Hashem Yilachim Lachem. Who, what, when, and where? How? Years ago we even spoke, even davening is a way out. It gives you comfort. No davening also, not just straight bitachon. Straight emunah. Now, if it was Eliyahu HaNavi and Eliyahu HaNavi likes his teretz better, okay, so I take back my teretz. But Torah hi, v'Torah lab b'shamayim, and therefore I give my own teretz. And that is that the pshat in the pasuk is, notice that Moshe Rabbeinu was told that I'm going to split the yam. Not Am Yisrael. They were not told. And the reason I believe is because they had to jump into the waters with emunah and bitachon, not knowing. Not knowing. They had to dabrel b'nei Yisrael, so you just go. No questions asked. No questions asked. Just go. Hashem yilochim lochem v'atem tachrishun. What does the word tachrishun mean? Tachrishun is a very interesting word. You know, tachrishun? Tachrishun can have many meanings. Now, if you're davening, it should have said, like shtika. Shtika means to not daven. Tachrish means don't utter a sound, which means don't even ask questions. Don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Just numb. Go. In English, we say no questions asked. Because it had to have extreme emunah bitachon to the point that nobody was going to ask any questions. And that's how Kriyas Yamsuf came about. This is possibly why every day we bring up the memory of Kriyas Yamsuf, because the Mezainos of Shaladam is also about the bitachon and the emunah. Oz Yashir Moshe was about emunah and bitachon, and how the Rebbeinu Shem could turn the whole world upside down. Split the waters of the world when a person has emunah and bitachon. And this is needed every day as a lesson for the Yid. As he begins his day, that if he has emunah and bitachon, at the end of the day, he'll say Shira. As I soon will explain the connection between emunah and bitachon and Shira. It's interesting, Rabbi Isai. What is tefillah? Is tefillah not an expression of emunah and bitachon? Chayra? A person who davens, that itself is emunah and bitachon. So how could it be that when Klal Yisrael is told, don't daven? What? Like we're explaining, travel, have emunah and bitachon. What is tefillah? Tefillah is not emunah and bitachon? You want to say it's ishtadlus. Tefillah is also ishtadlus. I'm doing something. So I want to tell you over, there's a very interesting maral. And the Rav, his Pirish on Chumash, if you look at the wording of the Rashi on the Pasuk that they daven, Tavsu emunas avisehim. They grabbed the umnis, which means the umanut, which means that what they were good at. The others were good in tefillah. So the children took on what the parents have like a sword, a special weapon. They took on the weapon of the parents. Umnis avisehim. So that's a good thing, right? Tefillah, that's a good thing, right? Says the Maral, says the Rav, say many other Mefarshim, that was a bad thing. Because they took it on without really having bitachon. Sometimes a person could daven thinking that it works. Yeah, make a mishaperach. Are you having bitachon that the intervention will help you? Maybe not.
Good luck charm.
Like a good luck charm. Tavsu emunas avisehim. So what was lacking was the bitachon from within the tefillah. This Chabaisai is what we're discussing. Even if they daven to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that wasn't what we were looking for. We were looking for true emunah, true bitachon. And that's only what's really going on inside the heart of the person. A person could, in his words, talk emunah bitachon, words. What's really going on inside? Tefillah might be words of emunah bitachon. I trust in you, emes v'emunah, and I trust, and I talk from today till tomorrow. Comes the maisa. What's going on inside? That's the dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yisoh. Maybe that's what you meant. You have to put it into action. Maybe that's what you meant. It's not enough to talk. A person could talk all day emunah bitachon, and then comes the maisa. It's not in there. Comes the Maisa, the Baal Shem Tov writes, Eleikeinu, Eleikavi Seinu. We need both. A person has to have Eleikeinu because it's Eleikavi Seinu. Because his father believed in Hashem. He accepts it because Tavsu Emunas Aviseim, our fathers already were into the Emun and Bitachim. But we also need Eleikeinu. That a person should understand on his own. It should come from him that he trusts and believes in the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Rabbeinu Shloim wanted it shouldn't only be Tavsu Emunas Aviseim. It should become their Emunah too. And so he tells him, go into the water. What does it mean, Vayar Yisrael, as Hayod HaGdoyu? Vayir Amas Hashem, Vayaminu Hashem, was it Yisrael or was it the Am? Which one was it? Make up your mind, was it Yisrael? Vayar Yisrael, Hayod HaGdoyu. Vayira Amas Hashem, Vayaminu Hashem, which one is it? So the truth is, the Kedushas Levi explains that Yisrael, of course, is a higher Madrega, and Am is a smaller Madrega. The Rekech and the Pirush HaTfilas is the opposite. Ha'am is the bigger Madrega, and the regular people were Yisrael. The women, the children, Rekech, Rishon. And he says, Vayar, they saw. Who? Yisrael. But Ha'am, they were Vayiru, Vayaminu. There's one thing seeing, and the next thing is Ha'am, the Tzadikim Shabbai, says the Rekeach, they were Vayiru, Vayaminu. They reacted to what they saw. That's how the Rekeach learns. Interesting. Vayah, Yisrael. Yisrael, they saw. See how the Gdailash, Hashem, Mitzrayim. And what is that? That's the simple people, because everybody's called Yisrael. Hashem came home. They didn't just see. They learned from it. They grew from it. So, Mamela, what did they have? Vayiru, Vayaminu. Ramaisa, Kedusha, Slavi, and all other Mepharshim learn the exact opposite. Yisrael, of course, is bigger. And the smaller is the Am. Am is Erev Rav. And what's the Pshat? Vayar, to understand. Esayodak Doyla, that was Yisrael. Vayiru, to remain only with fear. That was the Am. Ramaisa, Mitzrayim, it says they had Emuna. Vayamein Ham, it says clearly they believed. So what changed over here? So the Mepharshim explains there's different levels of Amuna. Amuna is not a one, Ben Ishchai says, Amuna is not a one-time thing. Amuna is not that there's Amuna and then there's a hidden more and a hidden more. Amuna just keeps on going. At Bitachin. Levels are all part of the mitzvah. It's not pshat, it's there's a basic mitzvah and more. So there's levels. That's a Ben Ishchai. You look at the Ben Ishchai, he explains that the moon is an interesting mitzvah. There's no base and no high. It just keeps on going. Maybe, Vayamim, they went from Madrega to Madrega to Madrega. The Rechaim learns, in Mitzrayim they had Yiras Ha-Oinish. And now, Vayamim, Yiras Ha-Raimimus. They started to see Hashem's greatness. Kedusha Slavi learns, there's two groups. Vayah Yisrael Sagdaila. They saw. They understood. The smaller people, Vayiru, they remain with Yiras Ha Einish.
What they saw?
They saw Hashem's greatness. They say, Sagdaila, Shos Hashem, and Mitzrayim. Vayiru Am. So the question is, what's the Vayiru Am? And the answer is, could be two different groups. This is a lot of talk. Lamaisa. I don't understand why it says Vayah Yisrael. It should say B'nai Yisrael. Always. Till here. And from here on. Whenever it talks about Klai, it doesn't say Yisrael. No, it doesn't. It says maybe by Har Sinai. But over here, it says Vayah Yisrael. Why does it say Vayah Yisrael? So I saw that the Sfas Emes, And yet, it's interesting. Well, even till here, it says Bnei Yisrael, and all of a sudden, Vayosh Hashem is Yisrael, and then it continues again. Oz Yosha Moshe, Bnei Yisrael, again in Bnei Yisrael. Hakam in Vayosh Hashem, it says Yisrael. So I found the Sfasemis brings down either a Medrash, it's got to be something or Medrash or something, that it's referring to Yaakov Avinu, that they took Yaakov Avinu, they brought him to Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayar Yisrael, that Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael should come to see. Things in Medrash, beautiful.
Nice.
Very nice. Why? Why? Why does Yaakov Avinu have to come to see Kriyas Yamsuf? So I always understood that Yaakov Avinu, he went down to Mitzrayim. He didn't know what the end is going to be. And he was all upset that he has to go down and with Golus, and the Eibishter promised him. So Rabbi Yisrael said, come, let me show you the last, the result. Let me show you the end of the whole story. You'll be there to witness. And the truth is, Shira. Why did we say Shira only at the end and not in the beginning? The Mepharshim discussed, they should have said Shira right away in Mitzrayim when they left. And the answer is, Shira is when you see the sum total of the whole story. All the different parts come together. Oz Yashem Moshe. What's Oz? From Oz, he came and he said, Me'oz Basil Parai, Heira. It was bad. He used the word Oz. So there now he says, Shira with the word Oz. Pshat. He saw the full cycle. It all came into the, from the Oz, from the bid, all the way to the Shira. The Taitzov. So they bring Yaakov Avinu maybe to see it.
It's good. That makes sense.
I would say a different pshat, Rabbi. Say, ready? You know, there was different in Yanim. Yeah, different in Yanim. That the others were teaching. I told you many shurim ago, could be almost many years ago as well, that Yaakov Avinu was about Emuna. And the reason, notice that Yaakov Avinu is Emunas Chabalelis. He was Mairiv, he was at night, it was Emuna. Emuna, when you understand well, turns into Bitach. Emuna, when it's understood, Emuna, when it reaches deep levels of Havana, of understanding the Emuna, all of a sudden it turns into Bitachin. This is the words of the Chazon Ish. Emuna is the Haskalah, it's the beginning. It is the Sharish of Bitachin. When a person works on Emuna and it becomes that clear to him, all of a sudden it comes over him a sense of Bitachin. Yaakov Avinu was Emuna. Kriyas Yamsuf was Bitachin. That's why I believe the beginning of Pesach is Emuna. The night of Pesach is about Emuna. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. 7 days later, the end of Pesach is the second phase of Emuna, which is Bitachin. The jumping into the Yamsuf, and the world turns upside down and the ocean split on the Bitachin of the Jew. This is the lesson that Yaakov, Ayar Yisrael, it's Yaakov Avinu. Now, I don't know if it has to be physically Yaakov. It's not the point isn't physically Yaakov. In Mitzrayim, Yaakov began Emuna. Yaakov brought them down to Mitzrayim. They needed Emuna in Mitzrayim. Now the Yisrael, Yaakov is teaching another lesson. That's Pshat Yisrael. Ayar Yisrael, another lesson. And that is the lesson of Bitachin. You hear Rabbi Yisai? Emuna, says the Chazon Ish, when a person reaches clarity in Emuna, begins Bitachin. He becomes engulfed in a sense of Bitachin and happiness from that Bitachin. Now Klal Yisrael is moving into from Emuna to Bitachin. Da'abel b'nei Yisrael. That's Shab. Matitzak Eli. What's Shab Matitzak Eli? Till now you were dominating because you had Emuna. Now the time is not Emuna. Now the time is to have Bitachin. And Vayar Yisrael. This is Yaakov Avinu again. The lesson that Yaakov's emuna is now turning into bitachon. You know, Rabbi, say, when was this said? When was this Oz Yashir said? Pasha, of course, after. Reb Chaim Brisker explains that the reason why it's after, because the only time you say Shira is after the fact of a Ness. Shira Lashem, Ki Gamal Olai, only after. A person can't say Shira before. They don't say Shira till it's over. And you look back, that's called Shira. A Shira Lashem is what? Only Ki Gamal Olai. So says Reb Chaim Brisker, famous Torah. He has a question. If, let's say, a Navi comes and tells you for surely that there will be a Yeshua, is that good enough? So many want to learn the pasuk Vani b'chaz decha b'tachti yagelibi b'shua secha me la shir al Hashem ki gam al alai. Depends. When is it a shir al Hashem ki gam al alai? Only after the fact. But if it's Vani b'chaz decha b'tachti, then maybe it could be yagelibi b'shua secha. Reb Chaim didn't learn like that. Reb Chaim learned Ani b'chaz decha b'tachti yagelibi. I can be happy. But a shira, that's only ki gam al alai. So that's Reb Chaim Brisker's Torah. Do you know that the Mechilta, and the Kedush Slavi goes with this Mahalach as well, learns that actually Oz Yashar was said before Kriyas Yamsuf. Look at the guy and he speaks about it. That actually it was said before. Before they went into the Yamsuf, the Kedush Slavi wants to go one step further. And he says, even Vayoyish Hashem is Yisrael, Vayar Yisrael, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdai was before. Even that was before. Why? Shh. Why? Because he says, after the fact, Vayaminu b'Hashem, thank you. They pointed, they saw Hashem. What? Vayaminu b'Hashem. Ooh. That's not Emunah anymore. If you see Hashem clear, that's called Emunah to you. How could you be praised by Aminu that you believed if you saw Hashem once? Of course you believe in Hashem. By Aminu b'Hashem, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of Aminu b'Hashem of Amayish Avdai? They saw it. Says Kedush Haslevi that not only the Shira was said before, but the whole parsha, Vayoyish Hashem as Yisrael, and they had bitachin. And on that they said Oz Yashar. They already said Shira. So I want to explain how does that work. Two Chazayinishes. One Chazayinish at the end of Emunah Bitachin writes that a person who has Bitachin, true Bitachin, strong Bitachin, is overcome by a sense of relaxation. Yeah. Sense of relaxation, he says. What is that? As if he is being mevusar, which means he's being pre-told. Besura. Besura. Give me the right word in English. Besura, he gets a
confidence.
An information. He's being told a besura.
Besura tova, do besura.
A besura. That nothing's going to happen to him. Yeah? He gets a... It's, and this is Ruach HaKadosh. That's what the Chazon Ish writes. You know, the Mechilta writes clearly that when they said Oz Yashar, you know why they said Oz Yashar? Bezchus ha'emunah. Because they had emunah. Sharas aleim shechina v'amru Oz Yashar. With the Chazon Ish, it's beautiful. Emunah bitachin brings about that a person has this Ruach HaKadosh. That what? He gets told Basura that everything will be fine. Which is this Kedush HaSlevi. This Kedush HaSlevi, beautiful. That it was actually before. But since they jumped into the waters, then they were able to sing. Again.
Normally,
of course it makes sense. You don't understand it maybe, but it makes a lot of sense.
That's what I mean.
Right?
Jump first.
No, 1 second. Vayosha Hashem, Vayom Ahu, et Yisrael Yom Yitzrayim.
Right.
Vayar Yisrael et Yitzrayim, Mesh Al Tzavat Hayam.
Correct, because they had already already.
They saw they would die.
Already. Yeah. Already. Oh. Vayar is because already they had emunah. And they saw in the future the result. Shar Salehem Ruach HaKadosh. The Ruach HaKadosh came on them.
He saved them on that day.
Correct. Like I just told you. Ani bechaz dechabatachti yageilibi b'shuasecha ashiru l'Hashem ki gamal alay, because I have so much emuna b'tachin, it's as if it happened already. A person lives with emunah b'tachin, and he... You know what a shir is about? A shir is about realizing that I don't know, and I'm being taught. That's what a shir usually is all about. Now, if it was that I'm teaching you, it's still a good enough reason to say, you know what, Rebbe knows more. But if I tell you over a mechilta, and a gra, and a kedushas levi, and a chazainish, I think we could say, you know what, let it sink in. And then I'll see, maybe I still...
I'm clarifying.
The answer is, it's called...
It doesn't come out that way. I'm sorry.
It comes out very good that
really
way.
Good. Show me how
it comes out, because in the
Moshe Rabbeinu was told in Mitzrayim that I'm going to take you out. Again. Was he so happy already? Okay, was he dancing from the joy?
This is a shir, not a seminar. So let's just learn it as a shir, okay? And that is, that a person could see in advance the Yeshua that the Rabbeinu Shloim tells him that it's going to be good. This, where are you going? You have to run because of the Musa, you have to go already? It's a funny thing, the minute I gave Musa, he has to run.
Okay, I'll get it with you.
Uh-huh.
See the ghost.
Like, where are you going, though? Okay. Work on it, because it's the biggest sight in life. You have to work. I know. You know what it is? The first time I learned all this, it was a big chiddush to me also. But throughout my life, I realized that this is the reality of life. Otherwise, we cannot. The answer is that a person is able, with tremendous bitachon, to realize the outcome will be perfect. And here the Rabbi Shalom gave him like Nevi'im to see the outcome in advance. Now, this is the pshat in Bitachin Emuna Vayaminu Bashem Uvamoisha Avdai Oz Yashim Moisha Vnei Yisrael Sashira Zois. Yeah? Because of the Emuna and the Bitachin. There's another Chazainish. Chazainish writes that when a person reaches that level of Emuna Bitachin, nothing in the world means anything. Life, monetary things, nothing. He reached the pinnacle of what life is all about. And at that moment, he's like a malach. It's fine. Everything is exactly the tachlis of why a person in this world, he feels, he experiences it. You know, in the Haggadah we say, Ilu kara lanu asayam. If Hashem only split for us the waters, and he didn't let us go through, it would have been enough. All the Mefarshim ask, you would have died. So what do you have from Karlanu Asayam? You're splitting Kriyas Yamsam in half and saying, if the waters would have split, it would have been good enough, even though we wouldn't have made it out. If we wouldn't have made it out, so why do you care about Kriyas Yamsam? The way we're learning, it's beautiful. The Amunah and Bitachin, the clarity of seeing the hand of Hashem was enough that even if they didn't make it out, it was still worth it. Ilu kara lanu asayam. The dveikus, that connection that we felt with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dayenu, was enough. Because the Amunah, like the Chazanish writes, makes that a person is so attached to the Eibishter that the whole world it's meaningless. This is Oz Yashim Maisha. So according to one pshat, they said it after the fact. Chaim Brisker, Pashit, said it after because only after. According to the other Mahalach, they said it before because they said it about the Amunah. Vayaminu Bashem uveMaisha Avdei. That's Vayar Yisrael. Yisrael means the Darga of Klal Yisrael, Vayar, to see as Yadag Doyla, to understand as Yadag Doyla, Asha Asha Hashem. That's why Aminu Bashem and my Oz Yashim Moshe. And this we say Ilu Kares Al Yom Renu Besaycha. It would have been Dayenu. You know, Rishonim talk how the Mitzrayim didn't appreciate Kriyas Yamsuf for the nest that it was. Rishonim say that the Mitzrayim, Levin Ezra talks about it, that the Mitzrayim claimed it was a natural event in science. It was a natural occurrence. A hurricane. A volcano. Rishonim talk about it. You want to know, the Rambam himself actually says that that's really what it was. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Perik Hay of Avos, where it says Basar Mamaris Nivra Olam, and there it says 10 things were created ben Hashmashes. And then it says over there that there were many Nisim, says the Rambam, that were not ben Hashmashes. But don't think that's not Teva. Everything is Teva, because the Rabbeinu Shem put it into the Teva that these Nisim should happen. The Rambam says. Rambam says that Tnai Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rabbeinu Shem made a Tnai with Ma'aseh Bereishis, that it's going to split when Klal Yisrael comes. So it's part of the nature. It's part of a. It's part of the nature. Tnai Hisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's part of the nature. So I wanted to explain. So what is the Rambam trying to say? So it wasn't a Ness, and if it was a Ness, you're trying to say that it looked like Teva. Well, what does the Rambam want? You know what I think the Rambam is saying? An unbelievable thing. When you look from outside, we could see it as a Teva, as a natural occurrence in the world. But the Yid knows that inside, it all depended on how much Emunah and Bitachon he had. That the guy outside can't see. So he looks at it as Teva. Only the Yid knows that it all depended here, the Mechamut HaMalik, the Gava Yisrael, when the hands went up, when the hands went down. The guy doesn't understand. He's looking, it's winning and losing. Natural. The Yid knows, how come when I'm having Bitachon, I'm winning, and when I don't have Bitachon, and that's on the inside, no one can see that. So the Mitzrayim looked at Kriyas Yamsuf, and they say, it's a natural event. The Yid looks at Kriyas Yamsuf. What does he say? Aminu b'Hashem uv'maish avdai. I realize it has to do with my emunah and my bitachon. To bring out the point, I'd like to say over something Rav Shimshon Pinkus, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, point out a brilliant idea. He says that you notice there's pictures from the Holocaust. People look at it and they say, wow, that's like really unbelievably bad. And how terrible, how low, and tragedy. Says Reb Shimshon Pinkus, that's only for one who looks at the picture, who sees the bodies being burnt and so on and so forth. But the Yidden who were there, they knew it was in their hearts. They knew that the Eibishter was with them. And they didn't have such a difficult time to go into the ovens. But the picture doesn't capture that. The Amunah and the Bitachon, such brilliant talk. A picture on the outside can't capture what was really going on inside. Amunah and Bitachon, it's very hard to, and that's what I think Pshat is, Kashim is a nice of Shaladim for Kriyas Yamsuf. A person goes to work, on the outside, you don't really know. You think it's Teva, it's nature, it's life, it's business, I make money, I bring, I buy. But no one sees what's going on inside to know that it all depends on how much Emunah and Bitachon the person has. That's Kashim is a nice of Shaladim for Kriyas Yamsuf. That just like by Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a natural component to it, yet at the same time, Emunah Bitachon governed the Teva, which is something nobody, only the Yid from the inside could tell. That's Pshat Kashim Zaynaisav Shaladam Kriyas Yamsuf. And this is why every day we bring up the Inyan of Kriyas Yamsuf, because life is a Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Emunah and Bitachon govern the Kriyas Yamsuf. And then we could say Shiraz Yashem Moshe on this Emunah Bitachin, knowing that the Rebbeinu, that I'm in the hands of the Rebbeinu, like the Lashon of the Chazon Ish, a certain emo, a certain happiness, a certain level of enjoyment reaches a person when he understands he's in the hands of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And that's why we say Shira, Az Yashem Moshe every single day. I'd like to bring out another point, not directly related to Kriyas Yamsuf and Bitachin, but I'd like to bring out a point. In the Shira, we say the beginning, Zekeli Ve'anveyu, that they pointed, this is my Rebbeinu Shloilam, Ve'anveyu. What does Ve'anveyu mean? So there's many different pshat. One pshat Ve'anveyu means, I will make a house. Ve'anveyu means, I will make him a home, a Beis HaMikdash. So I could hear, you know, they're telling the Rebbeinu Shloilam, we love you, we'll make you a Beis HaMikdash. But there's another pshat. Aveyu means hidur mitzvah. That when I take the mitzvah, I'll make it pretty. How did that come into the Shira? I mean, why is that one of the main point? Maybe you could say, Zekeli, I'll keep your mitzvahs. I could hear that. I'll keep your mitzvahs. I'll learn your Torah. But where did hidur mitzvah? How did it come into... Well, hidur mitzvah is part of the Shira. How did it become part of the Shira? It's a question that bothered me all my life. I mean, is that the place that we're supposed to, Zach, Kaylee, this is, and now I'm going to make beautiful. Where did beauty of mitzvahs come into the Mashira? I believe Pshat is as follows, Rabbi Yosef. The Rav on the Mishnayis, it says 10 Nisim happen in Mitzrayim, and 10 Nisim happen. And 10 Nisim happened on the Yamsuf. What are the 10 Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim? Says the Rav on Mishnayos, that the 10 Makas, and we were saved from it. What were the 10 Nisim that happened on Yamsuf? Says the Rav, a list. One is that the waters split. One is that the waters split into 12. One is that the ground turned into to dry land we could pass. Then for the Mitzrayim it turned wet. And he goes through a list of 10 things. One of the things he writes over there is, number 4 or 5, that it turned into an oihel. That the waters weren't like this, but actually canopy style. Number 6, levanim. It turned into a brick like a building. That's what it says. Number 7, that they were able to pass by in 12 different routes. And number 8... that there was like glass, they were able to see each other. So the Tosis Yontif comes along and asks, why is it so important that there should be like an oihel, like a tent, it should be like a levanim, like a building? Oh, who needs that? Well, you know, everything else I understand we need. Here, one of the things was they were able to drink water. Okay, they were able to drink water when they passed by. But why did they need that it should be like an oihel and it should be like a binyan? Says the Tosis Yontif Veli Nira, I think the pshat is Lenoi Ulutiferes Yisrael.
What?
Lenoi Ulutiferes Yisrael, like a canopy, a building. The Rabbi Yisrael wanted that when they pass by, it should be beautiful. I believe, Rabbi Yisrael, that we can explain also with this the idea of the glass. I always understood why was there like a glass. The water turned into like a glass. They were able to see each other. So I explained to you years ago, they had to go as 12 because there were different parts of Klal Yisrael. But imagine you saving yourself, not knowing what's with the other part of Klal Yisrael. That's not called Yeshua. That's not called. So they needed that to be able to see each other. Oh, you see, we're all getting saved. Look at my brother. Look at my friend from Shevet Levi. We're all getting saved. You look at the Lashon of the Rav, it says more than just to turn into glass. The waters turned into shayham, yaloim, it turned into diamonds. And it says that the Amud Ha'esh came and lit it up. I wanted to say this year, after seeing the Tosis Yontif and learning it well, the Rabbi Hashem made it should look like crystals. It should be beautiful. Why? The Eden, when they left as Avadim. You know, each one saw their brothers in the lowest of matziv. Avodim, slaves, avodas perach. I can imagine what Rabbi Yisrael wanted them to be. B'nei Yisrael yoytzim, b'yad rama. Beautiful. So it was like diamonds. Everybody, they should see each other and say, wow, look at Klal Yisrael, beautiful. It's like a chandelier. There's a chandelier called Klal Yisrael. Look at the lush of the Rav. Yaloimim Shoyam. Don't say just it should be like glass. The 12 Shvatim came together as a crystal with the light shining on it. This was Tiferes, beauty of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael sees this. So what do they say? Rabbi Nishan, I take this Tiferes and I return it to you. Zekeli, you didn't just take me out of Mitzrayim. You took me out of Mitzrayim. Oiti Yisrael v'sifara. And you made me beautiful. You made me beautiful. And may I return to you this beauty. Zekeli v'anvehu, and I'll make you beautiful. That's where the Inyan, and I want to explain to you. The Goyan says that there was a very big difference between the Makis and Mitzrayim and the Makis Alayam. The Makis and Mitzrayim was an oinish for the Mitzrayim, and granted the Bnei Yisrael had from it. It was Midas Hadin. Okay. Masha'en came in Kriyas Yamsuf Faker. It was Midas Harachman for Klal Yisrael. Because of that, the Rishayim got din. They got punished from it. He says, that's Pshat. Yamin Hashem Nadari Bakayach. Yamin is Yamin. Hashem is Rachamim. Nadari Bakayach. Klal Yisrael. Yamin Hashem Tiratzayev. By Kriyas Yamsuf, it worked that it was the Midas Harachman for Klal Yisrael. In Mitzrayim, it was the Midas Hadin for Mitzrayim, and Grada, we got saved. Which is really what the Rav was saying. What are the Nisim that happened in Mitzrayim? That we didn't have the 10 Makis that was... So the Nisim was a result of what? It was a result that we didn't get what the Rishayim, the Makis of Mitzrayim. What was that Sar Alayom? That was for Klal Yisrael. The Beis Halevi says that's why we said Shir only after Yamsu. Why don't we see Shir Mitzrayim? Because this was for the Rishayim, Amaka. While here, it was for the Klal Yisrael to uplift them. He says, that's the Pshat. Zacharti lo chesed nurayich. That during Yamsuf, the Rebbe Yisrael was bestowing beauty and love to the Klal Yisrael. Because zacharti lo chesed nurayich, now that I see you leaving and you're following me. Zekeli vanveyu. They started to see that it's not just the Da'ibish that's punishing the Rishayim. Zekeli. That the Rebbe Yisrael loves me and he makes me beautiful. Vanveyu, I return. I want to tell you a story. When I was in the Y, we went to camp in the Y, Queens. We had free camp, so we used to go to the Y. Next door was the Skelener Rebbe's Bis Medrash, and he didn't have a minion. For Mincha Meir, he had trouble making a minion. So we used to go there for the minion, and we used to come late all the time. So he once told us, you know, you come to the Y for sport, which means the Abishal gave you to run. If Abishal gives you to run, then you have to return the favor to run to the Bis Medrash. And you should be on time. That's what he told us. And I thought about what he was telling me, and I realized that in Yiddishkeit, when the Eibishter gives you a matana, you take that matana and you give it back to the Eibishter. For example, imagine someone comes to your house here, and he brings you a cake. You know what you tell him? I have a present for you too. Take a piece of the cake and give it back to him. Would he be happy? No? All right. Let's say a guy goes and gives you a watch. Say, I have just a present for you. You take the box, you give it back to him. You go, no, good stuff. That's exactly what we do today, Mister. He gives us trumas, mice, right? He gives us food. What do we take a percentage? 1% of it. And we give it back to him. Chana, give me a baby. What did she do? She took the baby and gave it back to the Abishter. Shiltiv kala yomim. We see from here that today, Mister, you take what Why? That shows chesivus. That's how you show that you appreciate. You appreciate by giving that back to the air. That's how you know what I noticed this by a bottle of wine. When somebody brings you a bottle of wine, what do? You give them a taste. Right? You take out a little bit. Why? That shows it's a chosh of a thing. It's a bottle of wine. Come, let me show you. I will appreciate it. Zeke Levan Veyer. Rabbi Yisrael went out of his way, so to speak, to make beautiful Klal Yisrael on the way out. Zok to Klal Yisrael, I take this oit to Yisrael b'sifara that you made me beautiful and I give it back to you. Zeh, Keili, Anveyu. The lessons. Rabbi Yisrael does it so many chasadim. Utilize those chasadim to return it, to return to the Rabbi Yisrael in favor, so to speak. The Rabbi Yisrael gives you a family, learn with them on Torah. Rabbi Yisrael gives you a job, see if you can help another person get a job. Take what the Eibishter gives you and say, Rabbi Yisrael, I give you back because I appreciate what you gave me. And showing appreciation by taking it and giving it back. Zekeli Be'an Ve'yu. This is the second lesson I'd like to bring out today on this year.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.